John chapter 4, verses 16 through 20. He said to her, Go, call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I do not have a husband. Jesus said to her, You have well said, I do not have a husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. This you have said truly. The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, yet you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men must worship.
When the woman asked the Lord for the water, he did not rebuke her, telling her to repent and make a thorough confession of her sins. No, the Lord spoke softly and gently, saying, Go, call your husband and come here. This word was intended to touch her conscience with her immoral history, that she might repent of her sins. The woman answered and said, I don't have a husband. Did the woman lie or tell the truth? It was the truth, yet it was a lie. She told a lie by speaking the truth. It was a truthful lie. This is the deceptive nature of fallen men. However, the Lord was gentle with her, and did not rebuke her. He said, You have well said, I don't have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. This you said truly. The woman said to him, Sir, I see that you are a prophet. The Lord's words frightened her. This is the way to have a gospel talk. Do not talk vainly to people, but touch their conscience. Not in the way of rebuking them, but in the way of unveiling them. By the Lord's gracious and wise words, that woman's conscience was touched. The proper way to minister the gospel is to touch people's conscience. The thirst of this Samaritan woman had led her to many wrong things, such as having five husbands and living with a man who was not her husband. The six men represent the physical and material things, which could never satisfy people. Because the Lord's word about her husbands touched her conscience, she immediately changed the conversation to the matter of worship, saying, Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men must worship. The woman's problem with the matter of worship was a matter of yes or no. But the Lord turns her to the Spirit, which belongs to the tree of life. When the woman changed the subject from her husband to worship, the Lord Jesus took the opportunity to reveal to her the proper way of receiving the living water.